Benjamin Tim's job has been project manager to prepare the old abandoned A.O. Smith complex for new tenants and hopefully new workers. The job has been anything but glamorous. Roofs leaked on him and water lines ruptured underfoot. He drove me to see the original headquarters on the corner of 27th and Hopkins. The company settled here in 1910.
And at the time, most of that area was greenfield, so there weren't any established neighborhoods per se in that area. And when A.O. Smith the man moved the company there in 1910, the neighborhoods kind of grew up around it.
At its peak, A.O. Smith employed 9,000 people. It even had its own fire station and power plant, not to mention a hospital for workers. Tim says both world wars kept the operation humming.
It had a lot of military contracts for airplane parts and automobile parts, so it made it interesting when we were doing our due diligence to acquire the property and to do environmental cleanup. Trying to find some of the information about the buildings was challenging because they were sealed by the War Department at the time for protection.
Below ground, crews unearthed 40 tanks. Tim says many had held fuel.
And over time, they'll fill with water. So what you get is a combination of fuel oil and water. Or they may have initially been intended for a fuel oil tank, but then they fill them with paint. Or they fill them with acid or something, whatever byproduct they might have at the time.
So workers had to test each tank before removing it. Tim says they also discovered evidence of spills, but fortunately, the ground below is a tight clay.
And what the clay soils do, especially for a site like this, is if there is contamination in the soil or groundwater, it doesn't go very far. So it's very contained and therefore very easy to clean up. And most of the contaminants we found on site were petroleum-based. Because of just the processes that occurred here with lubrication and other things. So petroleum is fairly easy to clean up and address.
Yet, crews continue testing the groundwater. Monitoring wells poke out here and there across the landscape. To manage stormwater, the city reworked the parcel's topography and removed 30 separate sewer connections.
And we combined them into the retention pond that you see before you. This pond captures stormwater and slowly releases into the system so it doesn't overwhelm the sewer system.
Demolition and remediation stretched over 2 years. And Tim says 80% of everything teams removed was recycled.
We were able to fill in a lot of the excavations and old building foundations with crushed concrete material we generated on site. About the only thing we couldn't recycle out here was glass, asbestos, and roofing material.
There's something else Tim is holding on to for future use. He takes me inside A.O. Smith's original R&D building. Its heart was a huge display room where the company showcased its latest products. Tim points to a wall. The company had posted the names of workers as it celebrated building its 100 millionth frame.
Here they had a wall of names. And it was probably 1,000 or more names. And so it had the person's name, I think the year they started, and then the number of frames that were created during their employment here.
During building cleanup, Tim says the treasure has been tucked away for safekeeping. The city's Century City Plan calls for the creation of 15 family-supporting jobs for every acre of redevelopment.
We're not looking for bulk storage of gravel, of commodities. We want to see really good businesses out here that can generate jobs.
Next spring, Century City's first new building should begin to rise, along with a ribbon of green and walkways along its eastern edge to soften the old A.O. Smith property, where factory buildings once crowded and hugged the street.
Check on security and then we can walk over there.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.